All right, and welcome to the History Rhino Podcast. I'm going to be your host, Josh Drunell, and I'm joined by my co-host.
I'm your co-host, Trey Laster.
All right, and today what we're going to be looking at in European history is radicalism. Essentially, what radicalism was a political belief that kind of demanded that society needed to be changed, and there needed to be ways to achieve this change. And a lot of the time, the radicalist movements put an emphasis on very drastic measures as changes, such as revolutions and other forms of that kind of stuff. And so where did this term originally appear in?
Well, speaking of revolutions, actually, it originated during the French Revolution, where the most opposed to the king sat in the National Assembly at the far left. It was also seen in England during the 1820s, and the term grew in use around in the 1830s in the UK, such as areas in the Chartist movement, and in Belgium around the Revolution of 1830, then across Europe in the 1840s and 1850s, you know, the revolutions of 1848.
I mean, radicalism is definitely a pretty big force, and there's definitely a lot of groups of radicalism throughout history. Do you mind telling us about those groups?
Yeah, so some of the non-socialist radical groups of the time were the Knights of Labor, the Greenback Labor Party, the Populist Party, you know, those guys who advocated a wide variety of reforms, including more democracy in politics, for various producer and consumer cooperatives, government ownership of railroads, telegraph lines, antitrust legislation to protect farmers, skilled workers, and small businessmen, you know, threatened by the economic instability and political corruption that accompanied the rise of big businesses.
Yeah, I mean, overall, radicalists, a lot of their political goals included stuff like rejecting conservatism. They wanted democratic reform in their laws and courts. They wanted to abolish a lot of the royal power. They wanted to give all males some form of suffrage so they could vote. And, I mean, as a whole, they're very well known for their very radicalist movements, such as revolutions and stuff. But a lot of radicalists actually didn't favor using physical force and violence. They just kind of had to do what was necessary.
What are their economic viewpoints?
Well, some of their economic viewpoints was that they kind of rejected a lot of the privileges of landowning aristocrats. They wanted their end to their feudal obligations, and some actually really wanted a lot of land reform.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So what about some specific areas, like England, for example? What were those radicals all about in their sort of standpoints?
Well, something interesting is that in England, a lot of radicalists included like working class citizens and industrial capitalists, who overall just felt that they were very unrepresented in their government and parliament, and they just kind of wanted a voice. And more broadly, throughout Europe, radicalists included people from intellectual lives, like students and writers, along with a lot of working class, some leaders, and some veterans that just kind of felt like they needed to be better represented and wanted to cause change in society.
All right, awesome. So, you know, things like the French Revolution, actually, you know, contained radical political movements which aimed to create change and reform in France. Examples of which, you know, we have radical social change based on liberalism and other Enlightenment principles. Actions like storming the Bastille, the Women's March on Versailles, the National Assembly, and while, you know, a lot of the radicals weren't prone to violence, the ones who were thought that to get their point across, they would do things such as execute Louis XVI. You know, these are all showcases of radical actions.
Yeah, and I mean, these radical actions all definitely worked to advance France and cause a lot of social and political change, and all of them kind of very represented a lot of the radicalist means and work, and some of them actually did show a lot of the more physical and more demanding side that radicalists had. And actually, another movement of the time was the Chartist movement, and I believe we actually do have somebody to call in to interview about the Chartist movement, so let's get him on the line. All right, well, you're on the line, so care to introduce yourself?
My name is Sir Alexander Graham Scott Jenner, the 31st of the royal line of Henry of England.
Ah, well, it's really nice to have you. So you're part of the Chartist movement. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was and what some of your like main goals were?
Yes, of course. So the Chartist movement was actually a political and radical movement of the working class. So during the 1830s and 40s, it affected the whole of Britain. The Chartist signed a charter demanding a few things, such as all men should qualify to vote, constituencies should have an equal number of electors, voting should be by secret ballot, a new parliament should be elected every year, there should be no need to own or rent a certain amount of property to qualify to stand as a candidate. And lastly, you know, things such as members of the European Parliament should receive £500 a year. So all these were aims of the Chartists, and they were actually all achieved apart from the annual parliaments.
I think that's really interesting because a lot of your movements are actually stuff that in today's society actually made it through, and I think that's really interesting to see.
Yeah, definitely. Radical viewpoints are often viewed as things that are too extreme to ever become a possibility. But when you look at the history behind it, a lot of radical beliefs actually became a social norm in today's society, and we follow by them.
Yeah, very interesting to see, and it was actually really nice to have you here to explain some of that stuff and some of the Chartist movement. So thank you for your time, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Pleasure to be here.
All right, and I think that kind of shows a lot of how radicalism has changed over the years, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, people often associate radicalism with extreme ideas that are far out of reach of today's society. But, you know, you look at things such as social security and unemployment insurance, equal rights for minorities of women, they're now considered by many to be normal and necessary. So I guess it takes that kind of mindset to go against the social norm and oppose those common viewpoints to actually strive for greater achievements.
Yeah, and that's really interesting, because sure, not all radicalist movements were like this and actually did contribute this much, but a fair amount of radical beliefs that were believed to be radical, extreme, and drastic actually did play a very valuable part in today's society, and the revolutions and all of their actions may have seemed extreme, but overall, it's kind of stuff that's necessary. So, I think that about wraps up our podcast. Hopefully we helped you guys learn a little bit more about radicalism, and hopefully you tune in next time for the History Rhino podcast. We'll see you guys later.